This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November the 29th, post-Turkey Day here at Gillette Stadium. Day after Thanksgivica, as they were calling it yesterday, as Hanukkah and Turkey Day converged on the calendar. An occurrence that won't happen again for some 70-something thousand years. But you don't care about that because you're here to listen to the Patriots roster moves here on a Patriots Roster Report podcast. And indeed, we had a relatively active week, Paul Perillo. I'm not going to say they're major top-of-the-roster type moves, but pretty active in the movement on the roster, the bottom of the roster. And we will start with November 26th, the day after the Patriots beat the Denver Broncos in overtime, avoided a tie thanks to one Wesley Welker, and the team released both defensive lineman Marcus Forston and defensive back Justin Green, who had actually been called up just a couple days earlier on Saturday from the practice squad to the active roster, made his NFL debut as an undrafted rookie against the Broncos in some reserve action. But a day later, he was sent back down, so to speak, or about to be. Ooh, I foreshadowed coming moves.
Now they don't. Now they're all.
They're not listening. They clicked off.
Yeah, why should I bother listening to the rest?
November 27th, big move. Big move. Patriots signed Silver Seeliga to the 53-man roster from the practice squad. As you all may remember, Seeliga is a guy who spent time with San Francisco, Denver, and Seattle, and he is a tree trunk, essentially. 6'2", 325, defensive tackle, and as we all know and love, a Samoan, because they make the best defensive linemen.
Yeah, they needed a little more size.
Yes.
I like that move. Even if he's not quite as polished as you might want him to be, I think they needed some bulk.
I don't need a
front.
Polished tree trunk. I just need a tree
see
trunk.
See the polished silver. You like see what I did there?
See what you did.
All right.
Sure it's silver? Not silver.
No, I'm not sure. I'm just going by what it says in the press release.
So. And the same day.
So no, I'm not sure.
The Patriots also signed tight end DJ Williams to the 53-man roster, filling that other roster spot. He's a 25-year-old guy out of Arkansas. He was a former fifth-round pick by the Packers. Played in 7 games with 1 start for Jacksonville this year. I believe he has 9 NFL receptions for 70 yards, played in 33 games. Just adding a little depth to the tight end position with Michael Omanawanui missing his second straight week here, at least of practice, with a knee injury. So he did not play against Denver, and they need to add some depth there. DJ Williams is the guy, but not the linebacker, the tight end.
Correct.
And that same day, the Patriots added some depth to the tackle position by adding Patrick Ford. He's a former Jets rookie free agent out of Eastern Kentucky, had some versatility, guard and tackle, maybe adding depth to the tackle position that has seen Marcus Cannon banged up against the Broncos with Will Svitek having to slide in. November 28th, Patriots re-signed, as I sort of foreshadowed, Justin Green and Marcus Forston to the practice squad. Paul, a couple of these moves look like they have injury relations to them, and specifically I want to ask you about the right tackle spot where Sebastian Vollmer, despite what Tom Jackson thought, is on injured reserve. Marcus Cannon missed the second half against Denver, has not practiced all week. Looks like he will likely miss this game in Houston. So Tom Brady will have his third starting right tackle of the year. Looks like maybe we're going down the road of center. A couple of years ago where they had 4, now it's third right tackle. Are you concerned about Will Svitek, or do you see him as just a veteran who can step right in, and J.J. Watt, Antonio Smith, those guys, not a problem?
The latter. I'm not overly concerned with Svitek. Where I am concerned is the depth, and I think that's natural. If Cannon is out, if that injury is a little bit more significant, then you are really thin at that spot. And I think that's obviously an important spot. But we don't know. I don't want to jump the gun here. I don't know enough about the Cannon situation to think that he's going to be out a month or, lingering
it's
into
an ankle
the playoffs.
Injury.
But in terms of, I was a little surprised that Cannon was the definitive choice over Svitek to replace Vollmer in the first place. I thought those two guys were sort of interchangeable. So, no, I'm not overly concerned about Svitek. I think he's a veteran guy who has had some starting experience.
And that was a veteran move by you, adding a sentence while I was in mid-yawn because you knew I couldn't begin to speak.
And I wasn't even going to say it.
Good job, veteran. The four guys who missed practice this week completely were indeed Cannon, Omanawanui, and Aaron Dobson, the rookie receiver, did not practice due to a foot injury. Elsewhere, Alphonso Dennard missed a day but then came back, and he's obviously dealing with that knee, reported surgery a little under 2 weeks ago, I guess now would be the date, but he did play against Denver. Otherwise, Patriots have a lot of guys that are just banged up right now and seem like they're going to be sort of game-time decisions week to week. You had Dennard last week. You had Spikes. You have some of these guys, Talib, who work out and then go play. But then during the game, you see them sort of favoring for Spikes. It's the knee. Talib is the hip. Of these injuries, are you concerned that they are going to be a lingering thing? Yeah. Or
absolutely.
Is it really?
With the secondary, how can you not be? You know,
I hear you, bro.
Talib and Dennard, to me, definitely are concerns. You know, let me flip it to you. Would you look at any of these games, you know, maybe this one, let's talk about Houston specifically, and say, you know what, let's see if we can get by. You know, Denver was a big game. There was some conference implications there with that win.
Yep.
You held the tiebreaker. You got a grab of a potential for a bye. You don't want to slip up and lose a game, but this one's not as important as last one. And I know that Bill would scoff if he heard me say it like that in those terms. Would you maybe try to rest Dennard here? I think it was interesting that he didn't practice yesterday.
Very. And I do. I thought it was sort of interesting. You know, I thought I kind of interpreted some of the moves last week. I was trying to figure if they were based on the wind. You know, you come out, it's already windy, and you're working out, and you're making these decisions on guys. Now, it would fly in the face a little bit of that to play Dennard last week so quickly after surgery, but say a swap where Gregory doesn't play and he's inactive, and Spikes, who had been downgraded from probable to questionable, which I thought was maybe paving the road for him to be inactive in that game, but you know it's going to be a running game, so
right,
maybe you want Spikes. You know, it'll be interesting to see if things are sort of, if we can read into things in Houston, obviously an indoor environment, but I think you got to kind of keep the pedal to the metal here. I mean, I think you're ideally looking for the number one seed, and you want to win out here and give yourself a chance to sort of pave the road through Foxborough to the Super Bowl. So you proceed with caution, definitely, because you can't afford to have these guys get worse. But if they can play through it without getting worse, and a guy like Talib, I would use an example, he took a month off and he came back and it's still an issue. Well, you no longer really have a month to give him off, so it looks like he may just have to sort of deal with this on the fly here. But certainly they have winnable games coming up, and I would put this Houston one very much at the top of that list. I think the Texans are packing it in, you know, very much hoping probably for the number one overall pick to at least get a silver lining out of this abysmal season. And if you could make some decisions, this might be a game where you could do it.
No, it's funny. They might be fighting Atlanta for that number one pick.
Yeah.
You know, two teams that had Super Bowl aspirations heading in.
Somewhere Jags fans are saying, son of a.
Yeah, we can't even be bad in
the
right.
These were like one-loss teams last December, and now they're fighting with us for the number one pick? That ain't fair.
So, personally, I would sit Dennard this week.
Personally, I would have, how do you say it?
I would have sat.
Would have sat him last week.
I would sit him this week. But I can understand what their thinking was, you know, not realizing just how much the wind was going to impact that game. I think he can get away with it this week.
You very much could against Case Keenum and the Houston Texans, who are in a 9-game losing streak and I believe have the 29th or 30th point differential in the NFL, not doing a good job scoring points or keeping opponents off the scoreboard. But to recap, Marcus Forrest and Justin Green off the active roster, onto the practice squad. Paul is very, very excited that a polished Silver Siliga is on the active roster from the practice squad. DJ Williams, not the linebacker, but the tight end out of Arkansas, added to the 53-man roster. Patrick Ford on the practice squad, and the Patriots preparing to head to Houston for what once was a big game in the NFL, but is no longer. Although, got some streaks on the line, Paul. Patriots 3-game losing streak on the road.
Yes.
And the Texans a 9-game losing streak
overall
anywhere on a football field. One of those streaks will come to an end on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Game has been rescheduled 1 o'clock.
Good
in
point.
Houston. Just letting you know, don't miss it.
10:45 right here.
10:45. Got your early Patriots pregame social with myself, Paul Perillo, and Mark Bertrand. And got to end with a little Adam Sandler turkey song as I get home to go make myself a leftover turkey sandwich, which I will engulf. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Kevin Collins working on a holiday. Give the man a pat on the back. Until next week, this is another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Peace out.
Here we go. Thanks anyways. turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.